This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China reported an additional 573 cases of coronavirus infection, up from Friday. China's National Health Commission said an additional 35 people died in mainland China. That is down from 47 Friday. The United States, meanwhile, recorded its first death from the virus, a chronically ill man in his 50s from Washington State. As VOA's Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
Our country is prepared for any circumstance. We hope it's not going to be a major circumstance. It'll be a smaller circumstance, but whatever the circumstance is, we're prepared.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the state of South Carolina in the Democratic primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is a projected winner, with the Super Tuesday primaries just days away. Biden finished ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the current frontrunner in the race. Biden called on voters to unite behind his campaign to beat President Trump.
Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only fighting, but healing the country. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but here's the deal. We can't become like them. We can't become like them.
Meanwhile, billionaire Tom Steyer, who finished behind Biden and Sanders Saturday, has announced that he's dropping out. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban signed a landmark agreement Saturday in Doha, setting the stage for ending a nearly 19-year-old war in Afghanistan and bringing back home thousands of American troops deployed there. AP's Julie Walker.
Under the deal signed in Doha, the U.S. draws down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 in the next 3 to 4 months and pulls out the remaining forces in 14 months, depending on the Taliban meeting their commitments to prevent terrorism. If they don't, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says,
President Trump and his team will not hesitate to do what we must do to protect American lives.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told U.S. troops their sacrifice is what led to this historic deal.
This is the best chance Afghanistan has had in 19 years to achieve peace.
More than 2,400 U.S. troops have been killed during the conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump praised the Afghan deal, saying it was the result of a lot of hard work and sacrifice by many people. The president thanked the families of those killed, those wounded in the war, and the American public.
I guess most of all, I want to thank all of the people in the United States for having spent so much in terms of blood, in terms of treasure and treasury. The money that has been spent, the lives that have been lost.
The president said it's been a long journey for everyone, but the Taliban and surrounding countries do need to help bring peace to the country. Greek forces fired tear gas at refugees after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country had opened the doors for migrants to travel. Erdogan said Turkey could no longer handle the number of people fleeing Syria's civil war. Ed Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Thousands of refugees gathered Saturday along the Turkish border with Greece had to flee tear gas used by Greek forces to stop them from entering Greek soil. Erdogan said earlier in the day 18,000 refugees had entered Greece and that the number could rise to 25,000 to 30,000. He said Germany must send money to Turkey to deal with its refugee crisis in order to stop the flow. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
There is more found at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.